Thank you.
Action item number 18, discussing impossible action on Sugar Land contract by John Hall.
John, getting quiet today.
In the interest of time, we'll dispense with the history lesson and just go. We worked with Sugar Land since the 60s. We ended up financing a wastewater treatment facility for them that was, at the time, basically out in the middle of a bunch of fields. Sugar Land is really huge for us because of the location in Fort Bend County. It really acts as a beachhead for us in the lowest part of the basin. We operate our Clute Richwood facility with a lot of expertise and help from the Sugar Land operations. It's also an area where we have a presence for water sales. Just recently, we began to see Fort Bend County interest transfer onto surface water off of groundwater. It'll continue to have a pretty prominent role in that regard. Right now, we've got two wastewater treatment facilities that we operate for the city of Sugar Land. This is the Sugar Land North Plant. For those of you that are familiar with the Houston area, this is Highway 59. So it's grown up all around us out there. This is a Lowe's Home Improvement store right here, and that's a residential subdivision up there in the upper right-hand corner. This particular facility right here is a 6MGD facility, and it's the facility that we constructed back in the 70s. Next one. Next slide, please. This is the South Plant. And the interesting thing about the South Plant is there's increased urbanization that's occurring out there, and there's a great indication of that in that this road used to be called Oilfield Road. And just recently, the name was changed to Scenic Rivers Road. This is a 7.5 million gallon per day operation that we operate for them. Go to your next slide, please. What we're doing right now is we operated from 2005 till today under a five-year operating agreement with the city of Sugar Land. And Sugar Land would like for us to continue operating their facilities, and they have negotiated a deal with us to go another 3 years with 2 one-year options after that. The biggest changes in the agreement would be that the city is going to take on some of the costs of operating their facilities that we had to bear on our shoulders last time and include in our base fee, such as chemical costs for treating the wastewater before you discharge it. The financial projection for this contract is one of a positive nature, and it's one that we're asking for your permission for Phil to be able to finish the negotiations and sign the O&M agreement to keep our operations going down in Sugar Land. So if you don't have any questions, we can go to the resolution.
Please do.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with the City of Sugar Land and to operate and maintain the city's north and south regional wastewater treatment plants.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Christian, second by Steinmetz. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bell. Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis. Director Bashirs.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Mackey. Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director McKnight. Director Scott. Director Sloan.
Yes.
Director Steinmetz.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director Ward.
Okay, thank you. Is there any
plans to add to the South Plant?
Right now, the focus in Sugar Land has been on what they're calling the West Plant. It's a plant that's been operated by MUD, and the growth is looking to be directed out there towards that and making that a regionalized facility. They had initially looked at maybe taking the North Plant offline at a certain point because of the urbanization that's occurred around it, but that's proven to be technically a little bit more difficult than first anticipated.
Okay.